Blog Talk Radio.
People born to those who pledged their lives in sacred honor, was smiled upon by God and freed from chains and iron collar. He is held aloft on unity and by history revered for preserving peace through strength. His wings now reach across 200 years. But for each of those and 1 year more, God has smiled upon the core. From the Barbary coast to the eastern sand, by sword, by gun, or by bare hand, so it's been and shall be weighed. Though many are born, few are made. Faithful always they shall remain. Dogs to loose when war is waged.
I am a warrior and this is my song.
welcome to Resistance Radio. My name is Joseph Bernard with Mr. Virgil, our host here tonight. And I'd like to do a special shout out to Hurricane Ann, who's up in Louisiana, doing some training with the home militia guard out there. And also I'd like to say hello to my Twitter fans who are joining in tonight, to Truth Talker, who is actually listening in on this special tonight. And everybody else that's tuned in, we welcome you. And if you'd like to call in, number is 917-889-3890 is the call-in number. And tonight's topic, we're going to be talking about Stormy Daniels and where all this is leading at to and so forth. So, hey, Virgil, how are you doing, my friend?
All righty. And before we get started, Joseph, I'd just like to make a little announcement out there to all of our listeners. The Louisiana State Senate Judiciary Committee yesterday voted down 26-9, to raise the age from 18 to 21 to buy an AR-15 or a high-capacity rifle.
Uh-huh.
I applaud them for that. And today it was, we're looking it up right now to see if they shot down the banning of the bump stocks. Which
right.
I'm pretty sure that they did.
And I think they did that here in New Mexico as well, because I was talking to one of my son's friends who's big on guns and stuff, and he's 18. He said he just bought him another gun last week, so he said the age restriction hasn't been filled over here in New Mexico yet and
okay.
Everything. So,
and just to all of the senators that shot this gun legislation down, I would like to give a big hoorah to, and to the several members who voted for it. All I can tell you is
pack your
bags for next election.
Right. And
you just voted yourself out of a job.
Mm-hmm. And have you noticed, too, that David Hogg has been quietly fizzled away? I was reading an article this morning. I'm going to change the subject a little bit, where he's actually quietly disappearing in the shadow zone, you know. And you and I talked about this last week, that this was going to happen. And now, with that out of the way, they're bringing in the Stormy Daniels situation with the FBI raid that just went on with Trump's attorney and everything. And I had a friend of mine, Truth Talker, on Twitter, and I want to give her a big old shout-out. She was asking some questions I wasn't too sure about, so I researched last night and all this. And I did find out that Trump's attorney did admit that, you know, that he did pay Stormy Daniels off, but Trump was not aware of anything that went on. And he said, and he stated in his statement, there's a video statement of it, that he stated that he would do anything to protect Trump at this point, but he had no awareness of anything happening, you know.
Well,
the thing is, Joseph,
when all of this went down, Trump was a private citizen. What he did with his money, between his attorney, between some porn star, or God knows who, what else, that's his business. It has nothing to do with the present positive record that this man and the accomplishments this man has had in the past year and a half compared to the 8 years prior to this.
Right. And the reason behind it is because they can't find no collusion with the Russia thing, so they're trying to dig all this little stuff up. And Miller was saying that there are some ties with maybe some campaign fraud going on with this attorney when he made this deal with Stormy Daniels, trying to give her the hush money, But it's still no grounds for impeaching the president. Can't impeach the president on this. Sorry. Can't happen. You know, I argued with somebody of this last night. I researched this very thoroughly. You know, in order to impeach the president, he has to do a treasonous act while in office. Well, the president was not in office, and he was not even elected president yet.
Well, here's the thing I've been pushing for, and you know, with a lot of liberals that I argue with, and you know, I'm on 30 day block on Facebook for winning an argument with liberals. You know how that goes.
Yeah.
But But the point I bring up is even with the Roy Moore situation, okay, why don't we sit down and have these so-called accusing female victims, whoever, take a polygraph test in regards to this subject? Why has there been no polygraph test? I mean, it's good enough for Maury Povich on his show to find out who the baby daddy is messing around and all of this.
Exactly. And I could tell you why, and that is because the Democratic Party does what none of this traced back to them. We know that these lawyers, top lawyers, were paid off by the top Democrats to more and more down. Same thing with Stormy Daniels. Her attorney is big friends with Joe Biden, connected us. And there is a rumor going around that Joe Biden paid him $150,000 to bring this out in the open. And I was watching today, there was another rumor going around that it's going to be started pretty soon that Trump has a child, a secret child somewhere. But this was on the news. And I saw this.
Well, they've been trying to say he's got a mixed race child from a black woman for the longest. Mm-hmm. They've been trying to promote that for the longest. But when it comes down to, okay, let's take a DNA test because of this, well, no, you're just going to have to take my word for it. That dog don't hunt these days.
Exactly. And they're fishing for anything they can. It's like you and I talked about last week. They're trying to do anything they can to impeach this president to get him out because we corrupted all their plans for what they had really in store for us.
The thing is, impeachment does not automatically remove a president. Mm-hmm. You see, that's what they don't understand. Impeachment does not automatically remove a president. Bill Clinton was impeached. You want to finish that story?
He wasn't removed till about a year after his term finished.
You know, I mean, it's not as easy. You know. It's not as easy as it sounds.
Right. And they need to have good evidence to do this, and they don't. They really don't have it. And so far, everything they've tried has backfired. Everything, like you and I talked about, even with the Stormy Daniels and so forth. You know, she's losing credibility on her part. Now, there's another Playboy that's coming out, but she stated there was nothing going on between them. They were good friends, but, you know, and everything, but it was consensual. But like she stated, what happened between them was way before he became president.
It's kind of hard to believe that a blonde porno star bimbo that has ridden everything but the Titanic all of a sudden is now taking the high moral ground against the president of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that's just kind of a hard pill to swallow. You know, it's like swallowing a square 5-pound aspirin. You know, you just can't do it. And you know, and these women that are coming forward, all right.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at them, you can just look at them, and you can tell that they'll jump in bed with anybody with a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
including a high paid. I'm gonna say this, and I'll probably get chewed out. Even a hooker like Stormy Daniels.
Do what now?
To me, all Stormy Daniels is a high-paid hooker that does porn.
The thing is, a man goes out on the street. Mm-hmm. Picks up a prostitute. Gets busted by the police. It's solicitation, prostitution, pandering, pimping, blah, 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 blah. But if you go to a motel room, set up a movie camera, pay a broad a few hundred dollars, pay the guy a couple hundred dollars, they call that a pornographic movie. To me, I don't see the difference. You know, it's mm-hmm. it's just prostitution on a different scale.
Yeah, exactly. The only thing is they're getting paid hundreds of dollars for it. You know.
And that's all Stormy Daniels is a prostitute. I can guarantee you, if she did have mm-hmm. sexual relations with Donald Trump, the private citizen, I mm-hmm. can pretty much guarantee you there are quite a few Hollywood celebrities like Charlie Sheen and the rest of mm-hmm. them animals out there, Nick Nolte and all of them, I can pretty sure guarantee that she took a couple of bills from them or a credit card to do the nasty with them too. If you really mm-hmm. get down and look into it.
Well, how do you think Charlie Sheen caught AIDS?
Of course.
You know,
I mean, he was partially responsible for. They had one porn star that he went and partied with one night and got drunk
mm-hmm.
and wrecked her car and messed up her face real bad
mm-hmm.
and ended up committing suicide.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that. That was like about 5 or 6 years ago, something like that.
But the thing is with Trump, okay, number one, they can't buy him,
mm-hmm.
okay? Number one, they can't buy him. He's sick of looking at money. He's so rich.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, he's doing his best to honor his campaign promises, which he has a pretty good record of doing.
Mm-hmm.
Which he has a very good record of doing. Now, he
mm-hmm.
has made some bad calls, okay?
Mm-hmm.
His first bad call was getting involved
Standing
with Nikki Haley and Nikki mm-hmm. Haley and putting her ambassador to the UN. You know,
right.
I have no love for her whatsoever. I despise
mm-hmm.
her.
Mm-hmm.
And like we said on the second show, he waited too long and too late to start getting rid of these Obama era backstabbing traitors that
mm-hmm.
are still working in administration and working in offices, public
right.
offices around Washington.
Right.
But as far
and
as Stormy Daniels and this porno thing and whatever,
mm-hmm.
okay. He may have tapped it. He may have tapped it a little bit. Okay. But that was Donald Trump, the private citizen. John
mm-hmm.
Kennedy was president sneaking Marilyn Monroe in the White House.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Him and his
brother Bobby. But it's like, you know, look at back in Kennedy's days, they had Marilyn Monroe, you know, and everything, and all this going on. But, you know, it's in a way, it's kind of like history repeating itself, but backwards, you know, but to me, this is just a witch hunt. You know, from what I was reading today, they're trying to find any kind of evidence, even that videotape that he did, that they caught him at during the campaign that they showed, you know, they're trying to find some kind of payoff with that. And I guarantee you, they're not. There's nothing there. So what? He said, grab him by the you-know-what. That was locker room talk. Who cares? You know, he didn't actually act on it.
Let me tell you something, Joseph. If you mm-hmm. could, go put a tape recorder under any table in any barroom on ladies' night whenever they huddle
yep.
together around those tables, or put a tape recorder in the women's bathroom, and I guarantee you, you will hear talk that will make a Marine Corps drill sergeant blush.
Yep. Yep. And I've heard some bad ones, believe me. You know, I was actually going to bring that up, but you beat me to it. You know, and it's like, that's all this was, but they're looking for some kind of connection with that tape and some kind of payoff. And, you know, from what I was hearing and seeing, they're not going to find any. And the same thing, you know, with the documents they seized from his attorneys and stuff, they're not going to find anything in there. You know,
well, now that right there, okay, mm-hmm. that right there, that should have been the straw that broke the camel's back for everybody, mm-hmm. for everybody, not only for the American mm-hmm. citizen, not only for the president, the vice president, his wife, their wives, or whatever. Mm-hmm. That should have been the straw that broke the camel's back. That should have been brought up on the House floor that this mm-hmm. man, Mueller, needs to go.
Exactly.
That was way across the line what he did.
Exactly. It was entirely illegal, you know, for what he did. Attacking his personal attorney, it's like Trump stated last night and the night before last, this goes against the American, you know, our amendments and everything else and our constitutional rights. That broke that. That's where he crossed the red line.
Really, it's a good thing. Really, it's a good thing that they did it. Because anything they come up with now,
mm-hmm.
under our laws, under our Constitution, mm-hmm. under the Fifth Amendment, the Democrats, Loretta Lynch, 72 times, took the Fifth Amendment. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Attorney-client privilege.
Mm-hmm.
That is a violation of President Trump's rights. I mean, even though he's mm-hmm. President Trump, even though he's Citizen Trump, mm-hmm. he still has constitutional mm-hmm. rights. And it's mm-hmm. going to be deemed inadmissible. It has to be.
Mm-hmm.
It has to mm-hmm. be. Or you might as well, instead of trying to repeal the Second Amendment, you might as well just rip the 14th Amendment and the Fifth Amendment out of the Constitution.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty much what they did, in a way. You know, they stomped on it. And it's like, not only that, it's like, too, the swamp is so desperate, they know they're about to get axed. They know they're going to get had. And this election that's coming up, you know, this is one of the reasons why they're fighting hard. This coming election, you know, they're going to fight for the seat. We got 28 Republicans fixing to, or few Republicans fixing to resign. Let's go open up some seats. So they're going to fight for those seats, you know, and that's just what this is leading up to and everything. But I honestly don't see the Democrats winning. I really don't. But they're saying.
I really don't either. I think all of this stuff, this witch hunt and everything else, I think it's going to help us out in the long run. I really do. At least I pray it does.
I think it will, because I'm hearing, like I said last week on last week's show, is that I'm hearing a thing where a lot of people's eyes are kind of opened up. Even some liberals are actually opening their eyes up. And like you stated, some of the Black Panthers, the main man that leads them, his eyes are opening up to it. And once everybody's eyes open up to it, it's going to be a shock. It's going to be a shockwave. And you're going to see some states turning red, you know, because of it. And everything, but it's you know, look at us. When Obama first ran for office, it took me a little while to snap, to really see what was going on. Once I snapped, I was like, oh, hell no, you know, and everything. But once I got the full picture and grasped it about Obama, that's when I jumped on board and said, we need to get rid of this guy, you know.
Well, Obama was the biggest fraud ever perpetrated on the American people.
Mm hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's why they dreamed up Stormy Daniels. Well, who's going to come after Stormy Daniels? They've got a couple more prostitutes coming, more porn stars, Playboy bunnies coming in that's trying to say that Trump, you know, had relationships with him. So what? He wasn't president of the United States. Who cares? We care about what's happening now, what he's doing now as president. That's
well,
what matters.
I mean, you know, all of this was witch hunting to the liberals and hate and this racism and all of this when Clinton was in office, when all of these women came forward and
mm-hmm.
made accusations of not prostitution but rape.
And you want to know who the biggest racist was? Bill Clinton himself and Hillary Clinton, because they had connections and ties with the main Ku Klux Klan. the main man, the main concho of the Ku Klux Klan. I forgot his name. There's pictures of them together. He actually donated to her whatchamacallit, you know, for her campaign. Contributed.
Well, it's this woman that started Planned Parenthood.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she was a full-fledged member of the KKK.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I forget her name, but she was, and Hillary Clinton adored her. I admire her strength and her foresight and all of this. And this mm-hmm. woman started Planned Parenthood to exterminate African Americans.
Mm-hmm. And she stated, and I know exactly who you're talking about, and I can't remember her name, but I remember her statement very well that she said Planned Parenthood
Margaret Sanger?
Margaret Sanger, like
I think her name is.
Yep, something like that. And it's like, she stated, we wanted Planned Parenthood to exterminate all blacks. You know, and that then they switched
it
around.
Her exact words are, the Negroes are like weeds and need to be exterminated.
Mm-hmm.
Exact words in her book.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, Hillary supported full-term abortions. That's what made me sick, you know.
Well, what really makes me sick about the entire abortion issue is
mm-hmm.
that these doctors, these present-day doctors, are using methods of abortion that were invented in Nazi concentration camps
mm-hmm.
on Jewish and Gypsy prisoners that
mm-hmm.
were in the concentration camp. Joseph Mengele, if you look back into the Nuremberg War Trials, when they went into all of this and look into the present practice and procedures of some of these abortion clinics, you will find virtually they are 100% identical.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why they, you know, they were talking about population control, you know, and everything. They, you know, they're trying to, yeah, we are overpopulated and everything, but they're wanting to do a lot of exterminating, and most of it by getting rid of people like us and everything, and, you know, and we saw this coming, you know, and some people don't understand, well, why do we hate Hillary so much? Why do we hate Obama so much? Because, you know, I did a special about a year ago, if you remember, on the topic of the camps, the Afimi camps and so forth. And we did an investigation and found out, you know, through the investigations that we did and stuff, that there was quite a few of these FEMA camps had 10,000 coffins lined up that fit four.
Yeah, and it held three bodies each.
It held three bodies each. And not only that, they ordered all these big guillotines. What were these guillotines going to be used for? You know, and stuff like that. It's for population control to get rid of us so they can make room for the Muslims to come in here and take over the world. That's what it was basically for, and that's what Hillary was working up for. You know, and that's why we wanted her out. Not only that, we know basically what Hillary was all about. They could call us liars and you know, and people with tinfoil hats and all, but we know the truth. I mean, all of us that are
well,
on the same page.
Well,
we
Joseph,
know.
Joseph, my guess is this. And I hope I'm wrong. I really hope I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Things are going to get so bad with this Muslim situation in America and throughout
mm-hmm.
the world that Israel is going to come out of their bag and they're going to show the world that what we've been guessing, they're going to prove that they have. They're going
mm-hmm.
to drop their bomb on somebody.
Mm-hmm.
They're
that's
going to drop their bomb. It almost happened. It almost happened.
Almost happened.
In the Six-Day War.
Exactly. And, you know, and that's why I keep saying they need to keep focus on Damascus, or however you pronounce that city there in Syria, because that's where it's going to start, right there. because Israel borders right there that close. It's very close to Syria.
Well, the thing is, if somebody would just take the initiative and ride the heat and take one for the team, okay, and drop one right on Mecca, right on top of Mecca, that will solve all of the radical Islam problems that we have.
Yep.
That will solve it.
We'll have to do a topic on that in the near future and everything. But we kind of got off topic on the show, so I'm sorry about that, guys.
Yeah,
this is where all this is leading to. If you look at it, this is a big puzzle that we've been trying to be putting together for the past couple of years. But if you see it, this is where all the Democrats are leading up to, the socialists, the Elites, all these, you know, all these communists and everything are trying to, you know, they're against us, against the president and everything, because we've spoiled their plans. This is what their plans were: total control of the world, one world order.
Oh yeah.
And
yes.
That's what it's about.
But you can bet this. You can bet this. Okay. It all started. Okay, I'm gonna go. It all started. Okay, Trump groping women, blah, blah, blah. He said this about women. He said that about women, blah, 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 blah. Then it comes up, oh, Trump's tax returns. We want to see Trump's tax returns. Then it comes up, oh, well, we've got proof that he colluded with the Russians to rig the election. Then it comes out that all of this was a cooked-up hoax and paid-for documentation by the Democrats. You know, it was all a big hoax. And the main thing, what you got to look at is like this. You got to look at a person that's standing at the dice table, and he don't want it. He's too hard-headed to admit that he's losing, and he just wants to keep rolling the dice again, 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 and again, and again. You know, if he loses $1 million, well, he loses $1 million. But if he rolls them dice one time and he wins $100, he's going to run out the casino and say, I won, I won, I won, I won, I won.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And that's just the liberal way of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, it's psychopath is what it is.
Exactly.
It's delusional.
Exactly. See, and that's why they dream up all these stories, you know, like Stormy Daniels. And you actually came right across this last week when we talked about it, you know, that this is what all this is leading to and everything. But, you know, now they're trying to drag in another porn star and a Playboy pinup girl that, you know, apparently had an affair with Trump. So they got three. But I wonder, you know, if you could connect the dots and see where the money is coming from. That's paying these people.
What if he did? What if he did? Okay? What if he did? What if him, Marlena, his ex-wife, a couple of porn stars, and two blind midgets had a sex for all party at Trump Tower? Okay. That is billionaire Donald Trump. He's entitled to do that as long as everything is consensual.
And even Stormy Daniels stated that it was consensual sex. She said that
okay,
many times
well, that's the end of the story right there. Because I'm going to tell you what, and you and everybody else, guess what? If it wouldn't be for sex between a man and a woman, wouldn't none of us be here right now. So, you know, the only thing they ain't brought up was that that Trump bought a Chevy Good Times van when he was a teenager and went in some cornfield somewhere and screwed his teenage girlfriend. I mean, that's the only thing they haven't come up with. And if they do, well, guess what? They got to prosecute a whole bunch of us for that. I mean, it's just dumb. It's just dumb. this political thing, this preoccupation with Trump's sex life before he became president is just totally, it's just totally childish. It's asinine, and it means nothing. Joseph, you still there? Joseph.
Born to those who pledged their lives in sacred honor, was smiled upon by God and freed from chains and iron collar. He is held aloft on unity and by history revered for preserving peace through strength. His wings now reach across 200 years, but for each of
Joseph.
Just couldn't. said that I could live this life without you, even though I don't tell you all the time. You had my heart a long, long time ago, in case you didn't know. The way you look tonight, that second glass of wine, that did it. There was something about that kiss, girl, it did me in. Got me thinking, I'm thinking, all the things that I've been feeling. If I said that I could live this life without you.